Robert Redford is gone. His agent says he died in his sleep at his home in the mountains outside Provo, Utah. Correspondent Steve Kathan looks back.
For decades, Robert Redford was the essence of big screen charm.
I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim!
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid with Paul Newman launched a string of iconic roles stretching from the 1960s into the 80s.
I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
There was All the President's Men in 1976 about Watergate. Redford was also an Oscar-winning director, the force behind the Sundance Film Festival, and involved in several environmental causes.
What made Redford a legend? Syracuse University's Robert Thompson.
Robert Redford dominated American film acting in the 1970s, from Butch Cassidy to All the President's Men, and then went on to dominate a lot of film directing in the 1980s.
Robert Redford, dead at the age of 89. The 22-year-old accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is set to appear virtually at court in Utah this afternoon. CBS's Katrina Kaufman from Provo.
The judge will be in the courtroom here at the courthouse, but he's coming in via WebEx, we've been told. This is an opportunity for him to first hear the charges against him, and we're still waiting for those final charges.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney says a 71-year-old man in the crowd at Utah Valley University who falsely claimed he killed Kirk was a known attention seeker who tried to distract authorities from the real gunman. Luigi Mangione, 27-year-old accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is scheduled to appear at court in New York City this hour. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
What we have here is a series of issues that will be addressed in court. They range from a motion to dismiss the case, claiming that this is not a murder as an act of terrorism, to a really important motion to exclude evidence, including a handwritten manifesto.
Mangione faces state and federal murder charges. In Gaza City, large explosions and flashes across the skyline as Israel began the main phase of its offensive to destroy Hamas. Never mind higher prices, Americans are still spending. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Retail sales were up by 0.6% in the month of August. That is twice the pace that was expected. And this despite sentiment indicators that show a souring of feelings about the economy.
The Federal Reserve begins a crucial two-day meeting on interest rates today. Dow futures down 26. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A lawsuit was filed this week asking the city of Racine to share records on how much water Microsoft will use in Mount Pleasant at the data center. An environmental group says the city hasn't answered their records request for over 6 months. Microsoft's data center will get water from Lake Michigan. Kenosha's 4th District Alder resigned last night. Holly Kangas said during a meeting that she's leaving after being diagnosed with a rare brain disease. She says she's been feeling symptoms for months but only got the diagnosis recently. She said she wants to focus on her health and family for now. The city will look for someone to fill her spot next month. A dump truck rolled over in Racine County yesterday, seriously injuring the driver who was trapped inside. Police closed that road in the town of Dover for hours to clear the scene and to figure out what happened. A criminal complaint filed in Racine County says a Venezuelan crime group might be behind a recent ATM break-in in Racine. They could be tied to others across the state. The one locally happened last December. Police say two suspects tried to open an ATM with a master key but ran off when the alarm went off. One suspect was charged in April. He was arrested this week and is now in Racine County custody. And Hispanic Heritage Month runs through October 15th. In Racine, almost 25% of people identify as Hispanic or Latino. The month is meant to honor the history, culture, and contributions with events going on in the city throughout the month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game
We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So obviously the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today. Before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to feel like summer for most of this week. Sunny today with a high near 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 79. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Hits WRJN said Dan dramatically. Good morning. Good news. It's not Monday anymore.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. I can do about it.
Each day and end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now, where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Partridge Family, Keith Partridge. And yeah, you had a poster of Keith. I had a poster of Lori. Okay, that's just, that issue's settled. Can we move on now? Thank you for joining me. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Tuesday, your chance to win the green and gold. And we're talking cash and jewelry. And you could win some tickets to see our hometown guys play those Minnesota guys here in town in November. Club seats. Keep listening for details and how to get the keywords and when it all starts. It's coming up on WRJN.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Roberts, Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big during the Drive into Fall event. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up at 9:45-ish is a song that inspired a movie.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Local News Timeless Hits, WRJN. And let's update you now with what's going on out there from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha's 4th District Alder Holly Kangas resigned last night, saying she's leaving after being diagnosed with a neurological issue. During a common council meeting, Kangas said she was diagnosed just 3 weeks ago, but had been struggling with symptoms for months. She said stepping down was about prioritizing her mental health and to spend time with family. The city plans to announce a replacement process in October for the remainder of her term, which runs through April. Police say a Venezuelan gang is behind a wave of ATM attacks in Wisconsin, including a case in Racine. Melvin Molina Avila, with a listed address in Chicago, is charged with a count called interfering with an ATM. The situation allegedly happened at Landmark Credit Union on Rapids Drive last December. Police say the suspects used a key to open the ATM, triggering an alarm before they took off. A criminal complaint in Racine County says the crime matches similar incidents across several states. Molina Avila was charged back in April and is now in custody in Racine. Investigators say in the complaint the men are part of the Trende Agua network. How much water will Microsoft's massive Mount Pleasant data center really use? It's a question many are trying to figure out, and now there's a legal action to lead to that discovery. A group called Midwest Environmental Advocates sued the city of Racine Monday to force it to release public records about projected water use that they say have been withheld for over 6 months. The data center will draw water from Lake Michigan and could use as much water as a small city, raising environmental concerns. Officials with the group say transparency is key to protecting water resources and holding officials accountable. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
It is going to feel like summer for most of this week. Sunny today with a high near 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. 79 on Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Oh,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. With big doings starting next week, a chance to win green and gold. That would mean cash and jewelry and other prizes, like grand prizes, on the way.
Your love's lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. You know your love keeps on lifting higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting higher and higher. Now once I was downhearted, disappointment was my closest friend. But then you came and he soon departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting me higher and higher. All right.
Just so happy. since I'm free tonight, would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta suck a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a new life. We'll take a letter for real.
Local news, time to hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Two words, Robbie Benson. That's all I'm going to say about the nugget. That's coming up next on WRJN.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate pecan kringle. This chocolate lover's dream has a filling of rich chocolate blended with fancy grade A pecans. It's topped with chocolate frosting and more crunchy pecan pieces. Do get one this week. Also featured pumpkin pie slices. They're silky smooth, perfect spice, and by the slice priced. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one inspired a theatrical release movie, a full-out Hollywood movie. Inspired by this song that's coming up. Now, this was a huge song, summer of 67. And the movie starred Robbie Benson. Guesses, anyone? Bueller? Bueller? The song is Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. Time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Never comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? A single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That song caught a lot of people's imagination in 1967. That song was 4 weeks at number one. That is the song that knocked the Beatles' All You Need Is Love out of the top spot on the charts. And they made a movie out of it starring Robbie Benson. People for years wondered, what did Billy Joe McAllister toss from the Tallahatchie Bridge? Turns out, according to the movie, do you want me to tell you or not? Spoiler alert. It was flowers.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus. And a chance for you to win green and gold starting Monday. Download the Civic Media app. You'll need it to win.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
J.N.
ba 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 ba
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a screen idol, a director, and activist. Robert Redford, who was all of those things, died today at the age of 89. Syracuse University's Robert Thompson.
Robert Redford dominated American film acting in the 1970s.
He starred in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, and All the President's Men.
Oh, you got her. Pieces, we can't seem to figure out what the puzzle is supposed to look like. John Mitchell resigns as the head of CREEP and says that he wants to spend more time with his family.
In 2008, Redford told CBS Sunday Mornings he had to work hard to get that movie made.
It took 4 years. Yeah. And the studio didn't. They said politics. I don't think so. You know, Watergate is a dead issue. And I said it's not. It's a detective story.
It went on to receive 4 Oscars. Redford also founded the Sundance Film Festival. His agent says Redford died in his sleep at his home in the mountains outside Provo, Utah. Breaking news from New York. A judge has just dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in the state's case over the killing of a United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Judge Gregory Caro kept second-degree murder charges against the Ivy League grad. Mangione's lawyers argued the New York and a parallel federal death penalty process.